Treasure Seekers by E. Nesbitt. This is the story of the different ways we look for treasure, and I think when you have read it, you will see that we were not lazy about the looking. There are some things I must tell before I begin to tell about the treasure seeking. Our ancestral home is on the Lewisham Road, and it is semi-detached and has a garden, not a large one. We are the Bastables. There are six of us besides Father. Our mother is dead. Dora is the eldest, then Oswald, and then Dicky. Oswald won the Latin prize at his school, and Dicky is good at sums. Alice and Noel are twins. They are 10, and Horace Octavius is my youngest brother. It is one of us that tells this story, but I shall not tell you which. Only at the very end, perhaps, I will. While the story is going on, you may be trying to guess, only I bet you don't. It was Oswald who first thought of looking for treasure. Oswald often thinks of very interesting things. I'll tell you what, we must go and seek for treasure. It is always what you do to restore the fallen fortunes of your house. Dora said it was all very well. She often says that. She was trying to mend a large hole in one of Noel's stockings. He tore it on a nail when we were playing shipwrecked mariners on top of the chicken house the day H.O. fell off and cut his chin. He has the scar still. Dora is the only one of us who ever tries to mend anything. Alice tries to make things sometimes. Once she knitted a red scarf for Noel because his chest is delicate, but it was much wider.